new member of the one of the newer members of the Sioux Falls Stampede. They've had a few trades here with Tri-City in the last couple of weeks, and a guy who is from Iowa had played for Tri-City and then now a member of the Sioux Falls Stampede, joining us on the fan line, Garrett Cecere. Hey, Garrett, welcome to Sioux Falls.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're are from Des Moines, right?
Yes, that's where I've grown up.
So have you always been a hockey guy there in Des Moines, or did you play other sports when you were a tad younger?
Well, hockey has always been my main sport when I was a kid, but I grew up and I played baseball and golf as well. So I do enjoy playing those two sports when I get the chance.
Yeah, I think if hockey guys weren't playing hockey, golf would be their number two love.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right, what was it like playing in Tri-City this year?
It was fun. I had I enjoyed my time there. A lot of great people, good organization, and good coach, and we had a good team, but we just couldn't put it together. But it was tough to leave, but I'm glad to be here now.
What was your reaction when they came to you and told you that you were going to be coming to Sioux Falls?
I was very excited. It was a bittersweet moment. It was bitter because I spent a year and a half in Tri-City and played there and lived there. But at the same point, I was really excited to come to Sioux Falls and come to a winning team and a winning organization that I could play under a great coaching staff and play with great players.
You're a defenseman. What was the first thing you had to learn when you switched jerseys?
I guess really for me, it was my first weekend was playing against Tri-City, so I guess really defend against Tri-City.
And you knew everything about them.
Yeah, so that wasn't too hard, I don't think, but I told the coaches kind of what their tendencies are, so kind of switch teams for a weekend, but I think just I'm going to get big help from the coaching staff on the defensive side of my game, so I'm really excited about that.
Is the Stampede defense any different than any other type of defense that's played in the USHL?
A little bit. We in Sioux Falls here, we try like be very aggressive on guys, and some teams, like back in Tri-City, we kind of sat back a little bit. So it was a little different, but I think I've gotten used to it over the past couple weeks being here.
He's new defenseman Garrett Cecere, the Sioux Falls Stampede, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So you come over to Sioux Falls, and then what is your reaction? What are you thinking when you find out that a couple more of your teammates are going to join you in Sioux Falls?
Well, I was very excited, actually, because those were my two best friends in Tri-City. So I was very happy when I knew that they were coming over. And it's been a good fit with all three of us here. And it's kind of nice to have them here, too, so I can always resort back to a couple of my friends. And then I've been making new friends. Everybody's been really nice to us three and really nice to myself. So all the guys here have been great, and I'm glad that they're here as well.
So does it help you maybe not feel like an outsider when you've got your two buddies that are coming in at the same time then, where you guys can just kind of all acclimate together?
Yeah, it does. It helps. We still always try to hang out together as much as we can, but at the same point, we want to branch out ourselves and become good friends with all of our other new teammates. And it was the first couple days were kind of different because we just sat and hung out with each other because we didn't know like what the tendencies of the other guys were. But now everybody's getting a good feel for each other, so things have been going well.
You got a game tonight. Fargo's in town out of the arena. You beat Fargo last weekend. What are you expecting out of Fargo here when you see him tonight?
Just a tough team to play against. They're a hard-nosed team, and they like to hit. And I'm excited for the game tonight. It should be a good one.
They haven't been very successful. Those are the teams you got to worry about almost just as much with those teams that have the best records.
Yeah, exactly. In this league, every team has skilled players, and anybody can beat anybody on any given night. So I think that you can't take any team for granted, and we're not going to be doing that tonight.
You know, I haven't looked recently. Do you go back to Tri-City to play them here real soon, or are you done?
No, we are done, which I'm pretty happy about, just because it is very weird going back especially my first weekend there.
I bet.
I packed up and left on a Tuesday, and then I go back and play against them on Friday and Saturday, so I'm glad we don't have to go back.
Yeah, awkward.
Yeah, I got to imagine it's kind of hard because, you were the first one to come over here, so, I mean, you were playing against your friends, and to try and, tell the coaches here, hey, this is what they do, I mean, that'd be kind of hard to almost feel like you're betraying your friends a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes when I had the puck, I felt like I had a pass to them. But then I realized what jersey I had on.
Have you decided which college you're going to?
Yes, I will be going to Colorado College next season.
Why CC? What is it about Colorado College?
I fell in love with the campus when I visited. It's beautiful in the middle. It's in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. Mm-hmm. And just a great setting, a great college, and great history in the hockey program.
Yep.
So I'm very excited for the school and the hockey piece of it.
Yep, I've been on that campus as well. It is a beaut, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Garrett, you got a game today. Appreciate you coming on game day. You got three games this week, and you know that the Stampede's still in the playoff hunt. So we wish you the best, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You got it, Garrett. Appreciate it. There he goes, Garrett Cecere, joining us. Defenseman.